Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're recording early because Barbecue Bob's up in the Deer Woods, actually today, but we're here on Thursday morning doing the shows.
The Deer Woods.
Yeah, but hopefully, I'm not heard if he's bagged one yet, but hopefully he'll get a chance to do that because he loves his venison. But today...
I might be in the bag.
Right, yeah. Well, I've seen that too.
Liar.
But between naps in the tree stand, that's when I saw that.
Yeah. You opened up that eye just straight down.
Right. Yeah.
No, you know, you want to get into the deep fry, and that's cool. But I have a little, you really hit on something good before, and that's smoking a turkey. I think a lot of people might look at smoking a turkey and go, I don't know. My wife doesn't like smoked. And, you know, then you're going to smoke the whole turkey. What do you... You know, what if people don't like it? And so, you know, you remember when Maureen's whole family would come to our house, like 60 to 80 people for Christmas, and I'd have to do three turkeys. Well, my wife couldn't do three turkeys in the oven. So I said, well, let me do one of them on my smoker. I said, let's deep fry one and you do one in the oven. And we went right through it. The deep fried one went quickest.
Yeah.
Then the next year she said, I think we got to do three turkeys. What are we going to do? I said, well, I think we should smoke two of them. And she's like, oh, no. You know what I live with. She's poo-pooing it because she claims not to like smoked foods.
Right.
She eats the heck out of it. But she claims that it's like, you know.
Well, too much smoke is too much smoke.
Yeah. Well, that's up to the guy who's cooking it.
That's right.
So
that's
if he screws exactly it right. up, you're right. But so... I said, okay, let me, please. She goes, okay. The two smoked turkeys, first of all, I brined them, and, I mean, they turned out just gorgeous because I don't over-season them, and I use a light smoke. I'm usually using hickory for my property. And the two smoked turkeys, now there's like 80 people at our house.
Yeah.
And the two smoked, I think they were like maybe 17-pounders or, you know, not giant.
Right.
But the two smoked turkeys were picked to the bone, and the one she baked.
That was the leftovers?
Was hardly even touched.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you're not throwing your wife under the bus. It's
no.
just when it's done right.
No, she does the turkey beautifully.
Right.
And her stuffing's great. That's just how the flavor impacts the meat.
Yeah.
I think the smoked. Well, look at, I mean, it's all the stuff we make.
Right.
Look at sausage. Look at jerky. I have a relative who makes a ton of jerky, venison, and sausage. Well, he uses a dehydrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No flavor.
No.
All that does is drying stuff out.
He doesn't even dry it out all the way, so it's like it looks like it's wet.
Yeah.
And there's no smoke.
Yeah.
Whereas you go get that hillbilly jerky from Sobeys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that stuff is smoked.
Yeah. It's like crack. It's so
good.
Oh,
yeah.
So good for you.
It is. So I just wanted to encourage people to try smoking a turkey, even if there are maybe people poo-pooing it.
So I'm getting a fresh turkey from Sobeys as surprise for all of our listeners. But you know what? If you say, well, God, I don't want to ruin it for my family. The big box stores that are around, they're like 79 cents a pound or 99 cents a pound. Sometimes you can get them for 39 cents a pound, right? If they're you buy a bunch of other stuff at the store, whatever. There's your opportunity right there. You got 10 bucks into a turkey.
Yeah.
Try it. So, try put one. It's got to be thawed. Obviously, we can talk about all that. But try one on your smoker. It's a $10 deal.
We have a relative who works, a bunch of them that work for General Motors. And one of them said, hey, you can have a turkey I've got in the freezer. I got it as a gift from work. And we will never, there's only two of us, we will never cook it.
Right. Yep.
And I'm thinking, well, you should cook it and have us all over.
Right, yeah, right.
But it was kind of her. So then my daughter-in-law is going, well, what could we do with it? We could make tailgate food, we could do blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, that's going to be our deep-fried turkey.
Yeah.
But she said it's a 30-pounder.
Ooh. Well, that might not be your deep-fry. You got to have a big pot for
might
a 30-pound bird.
Fit.
Yep, yep. So let's talk a little bit about deep-frying. because I think there's a contingent of people out there that it's what they do.
Yeah.
And maybe others are considering it.
And if you don't have a deep fryer, I bet you have a buddy that does.
Sure.
That rarely uses them.
Right.
Because we all bought them in the 90s.
Yeah.
And we never pull them out.
Right. And what it is a little propane burner with a big pot, basically.
Yeah.
And you got to lift a basket in it or a hook that you could put in a bird to lift it up and down. But
it's like a medieval torture device.
Yeah, right. Well, the bird's already dead. Yeah, so there's no torture.
Oh, it's supposed to be?
Yeah, right. There's no torture. But huge point on deep frying turkeys: must be thawed. Must be thawed. Do not put a frozen turkey in your hot oil, or you will get an explosion.
Well, also don't let any water drop in it.
Right,
because that frozen part of the turkey is water,
crystallized. Yep.
And it is a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah. So thawed out really well a day or two early. If you brine it, pull it out of the brine several hours before you're going to cook it. But more importantly is overflows of oil onto a flaming base cause fires. So what you want to do is when the bird is frozen, 2, 3, 4 days ahead of time before you thawed it, is put the bird in your pot completely frozen, can still be wrapped, it doesn't matter, and fill the pot with water and put a little mark on the inside of your pot to know that when you drop that bird back in there 3 days later when you want to cook it, that's where the oil and the water level need to be to make sure you don't overflow.
Well, I'm going to say you don't even fill your pot with water. You're going to probably put half full or two-thirds full because as soon as you put that turkey in
I missed the point, because what you want to do is put the turkey in the pot, put the water in there till it fills up, and then pull the turkey out and then mark your pot, because then it'll say what displacement the turkey's doing, and you know your oil won't foil over the top.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Better said.
Thank you. I guess my point is, if you fill it up,
you don't want to fill it first.
No.
You want to fill
it up. Not only that, but even when the turkey's in there.
Right.
You want to keep it a little bit from the top.
You just want to submerge, really.
And you should be using peanut oil or something non-jet fuel.
Well, you know, whatever you want to do, that's
up to
you.
Well, they used to always use, I mean, you almost had to use peanut oil, right?
Because
when you spill it, you get a hell of a fire.
Right.
I've never seen it, but I've heard stories of it.
Right. Just be careful.
I just don't like the taste of peanut oil.
There's all kinds of YouTubes out there that you could watch to figure it out. But that's of every way we're talking about cooking them. That's the potentially the most dangerous one, is when you're deep frying it. But if you're cautious, it won't be. There's nothing dangerous about it. But you have to do it right.
What if you sign up for the free turkey at Sobeys and you win it?
What, you can cook it any way you want, but just make sure it's dry.
Funny thing is, my boss, he says his friend Otto grows turkeys.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, where's he at? He goes, he's in Hastings. I said, you know that we're giving away one of Otto's turkeys on the show? He goes, why?
Yeah.
I said, because it was donated by Sobey Meats.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yep. So the guy's apparently in Hastings.
Yep. Get on the grilling guys. Get on the grillingguys.com and register, because it could be you. You could be having that fresh Otto's turkey.
Yeah, who thought you could talk about frying and smoking turkeys so long? But there's so much more to probe into.
Well, let me talk about a side dish,
because
I think that's something that everybody, that's one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving, of the side dishes, squash, acorn squash, you know, the little dark green ones.
Yeah.
Cut them in half.
You really like those?
Just a second. You're going to see why. Cut them in half, take the seeds out, put them face down on a baking sheet and throw them in the oven. Okay. At a 400 degree oven, it's going to be about 20, 25 minutes. When you pull them out, all I want to do is be able to stick a fork through the skin on the outside to make sure it's done.
You could do that on the grill, couldn't you?
You could, but they're just quicker in the oven. But, yeah, you absolutely could do it on the grill. And then I'm going to cook some bacon up, and I want to reserve a little bit of the bacon fat. And so then I'm going to take 2 eggs, some flour, salt, and pepper, and I'm going to take all the squash out of the acorn, mix it with the ingredients, and then I'm going to make patties on them. And with that reserved bacon grease, I'm going to fry them in an iron skillet.
Is that kind of sweet?
What?
Yeah,
because
sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, but an acorn squash, is it?
They're better than others.
And tasty.
I've got a butternut squash recipe next.
Roast them up, man.
But this is fantastic, because it makes them patties, and it's crunchy to Conrad's point. He likes texture.
Like a salmon patty.
That's exactly right.
There you okay. go.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about turkey on the grill. You've probably been waiting for this one the whole time, but you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.